Tech of Sports, episode 30 for October 17th, 2012. Robbie McGee, a.k.a. Front Row Andy. This week on the Tech of Sports, comedian Robbie McGee. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget the Stitcher radio app for all iOS devices. Stitcher, its award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. And it's Stitcher, its smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. You can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live, where you can join the chat room and listen to the show live. Welcome everyone tonight, and we're going to have a little fun, and we actually use some technology to set up the show here tonight and help our guests get logged on and be with us. And it's Robbie McGee. He's a comedian from Milwaukee, and sports is serious business, and so is technology. And so when I can have someone on like Robbie to make light of the world we live in and of sports and technology, I really love it. And tonight we're going to talk with Robbie about his comedy. We're going to talk some sports and have a bunch of laughs. And Robbie, good to see you, and honor to have you on.
Hey, everybody. How's it going today?
How's the weather up there this fall?
It's a little chilly. I go to work at 4:30 in the morning. It's about 40 degrees, which is something I'm not quite used to. Haven't really felt a summer up here, but it's all right. We're from Wisconsin. We can handle a little bit of cold. We expect it. But by the time my work day is over at like 11 a.m., I don't need my winter jacket anymore. There's no such thing as spring coats up here.
I remember those days fondly, and in about a month and a half or so, this will seem like a heat wave, what you had today, probably.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Some days it feels like I don't know why it's raining outside, because it should be snow. But at the same time, I don't want to be the one shoveling, so I'm all right with it.
But let's talk briefly about your comedy and kind of your growing career. And you're actually an improv comic mainly. And talk about that for the viewer maybe that doesn't know what that is. I guess maybe what most people kind of relate to was the popular television show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
And, yeah.
Is that kind of how you would describe it, what you guys do?
Yeah, I work at Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, and a lot of the games that we play for the regular comedy sports shows revolve around what you would see on Whose Line Is It Anyway? But the group that I'm a part of is called Tim, the Improvised Musical. And what we do is we tell a long-form improvised story that's completely made up on the spot. We get a title of a musical that's never been done before. We have a live band. Our last show was Goosebumps in Pajamas, the musical, and on stage we had to develop this hour and a half long story that was centered around that title. We developed these characters and this plot, a problem that needs to be solved, and we sing along the way. So it's a little challenging, but our audiences seem to love it. We're continuing to grow more than 100 each time. We're getting better and better, and our audiences are loving it more and more. So, yeah, and as far as the theater community is concerned, it can't get much better than that.
Yeah, for people around the world that are listening, watching, or listening in after the fact, in Milwaukee, Comedy Sports has been around for a long time, and it's a pretty big deal. And I remember seeing it at Summerfest, and I mean, there's little mini performances all over, but it's an improv comedy show, and there's different comics that have like different roles. Is that kind of different shows? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, we all have our strengths. I usually tend to play the father figure. I'm a big man, so I could be the boss or things like that. It's when I don't play those roles that the hilarity ensues. When I end up playing the daughter or the mom, or things like that, or the weak victim or the sidekick, that's where the comedy really comes from. But yeah, the comedy sports started in Milwaukee, and we fostered a lot of new ideas coming up every day. We have there's another show called Talking Points, and they take a lot of the current events in national news, and they improvise scenes based on the current events, and they act like they're anchormen. And it's very funny.
What is your comedy background? Were you always kind of like the class clown? Is that kind of where it developed out of, or is it something you worked at, and have you done stand-up and kind of trained at for a while?
Well, I grew up in a small town, Shawano, Wisconsin. My graduating eighth grade class had 12 people in it. And I wasn't always seen as the class clown. With a class of 12 people, you're sort of seen as obnoxious. You're not seen as funny. But I, you know, when I got to high school, I was able to do theater and things like that. Shakespeare has never been something for me, but I would always do it because I wanted to be in the next show. So it continued to be this artistic, artistic commitment that I took part in. But then it wasn't until a couple of years ago when I started doing Bye Bye Liver, Milwaukee drinking play with the Pub Theater out of Chicago. That's when I really started to find a new home with comedy. It's something I've always been really comfortable with. I'm not afraid to take risks, but stand-up comedy? No, thank you. I can't. The idea of it makes me vomit to know that nobody else is on stage with me. No, thank you. I have a difficult time. Well, I have difficult time. I have a difficult time enough remembering my lines when I'm in a play because I have somebody else to give me that line, and that helps me remember my next line. And from there, it's this congruent like spider web of ideas. But stand-up comedy, I love it. I love watching it. But the idea of it, I could puke on you right now. No, thank you.
Don't do that, Ant. Don't do that, Robbie.
Well, I'm on my roommate's computer, but I won't do that either.
That's a pretty valuable Mac you're on there. So,
people that just see stand-up comedy shows, they're expecting so much.
Yes.
What if I can't do it? Or what if I tell the exact same stories and the exact same jokes as the night before in the exact same way, and it fails? But then start from scratch? No, thank you.
That's the difference with improv. It's something different every night. And I guess I wouldn't call it a crutch, but you like having people on stage with you. That's kind of what you could maybe feed off of. But you said you do an hour and a half musical. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it is. And it petrifies so many people. And improv to stand-up comedians, it scares them too. I mean, it's. But knowing that there are other people there, if you can't do it to jump in, that's really comforting to me. And it is exhausting because along with the singing and acting in the improvised musical, we have to dance. And I am not a dancer. I don't even come close. I make it up as I go, and that's sort of comforting. And it's funny, so that's good. But at the end of the day, I'm not cut out to be a ballerina. So when the classical music comes in the middle of our show, I'm usually the one on the sidelines waiting for the you know, 5'11", 140-pound guy to finish his dance routine before I'm willing to enter the stage.
Do you think the fans are a little kinder to the improv comics than they would be to the stand-ups if you maybe bomb on a joke or you bomb on a line? Do you think that, you know, they kind of know you're really putting yourself out there doing improv? Are they a little more forgiving, do you think?
Yes. We always try to emphasize at the beginning of the show that it is an improvised musical. Because if somebody thinks it isn't, they are not going to enjoy it nearly as much. The same with stand-up comedy. You're under a lot of criticism because you are the mastermind behind your funny. And yeah, I would say that they are a lot more forgiving or kind, if you will. But at the same time, as an audience member, it's difficult to continuously see an improvised show over and over again. Because you got to have some solid entertainment source too. You have to find yourself going to see scripted theater and stand up comedy as well, just to balance yourself up. Because improvised theater can get repetitive.
Yeah, and I would imagine when you add the comedy into it and the song and dance, it's pretty tough. And my hat's off to you. And something else you improvised earlier this summer was a little stunt at a Milwaukee Brewers game, and you kind of gained national attention for it. And I don't know if you set out to do that, but you ended up in USA Today and News and everything else. And talk about that. Talk about what you did and the background on that a little bit.
Well, I feel like any good comedian has real-life experience that they can draw their material from. And the beginning of my day, of Front Row Andy, was, I'll just... tell you. I was at work from, my shift was 5 a.m. until 1:30. A typical day at work for me. I get a phone call when I'm on my 30-minute lunch from my friend Tim, who said he left me a voicemail telling me that I had a gig. He had a gig for me. So I call him back and I said, hey, yeah, cool. I'm free this afternoon. Do you need me to get a piano or an orchestra? And he said, no, I need you to go to the Brewers game with me. And I was like, am I singing the national anthem? No. Do you know who Front Row Amy is? And at this point, I didn't. So I had to Google video search her. And so I did. And I called him back and I was like, hey, yeah, I don't remember ever seeing her at the games before. What's up? What do you need? Well, I know that you're in the comedy community, Robbie, and I think it would be hilarious if you dressed up in her as her. No. Thank you. No, I can't. The game starts at 1. I work until 1:30, and there's no way. My boss overhears this and tells me that I can leave work early. Okay, fine. I don't have a blue or yellow tank top. I don't have breasts the size of hers. I'm a big man. I have man boobs, but they don't even come close to the triple E's that woman has. There's no way. And then I remember I have a fat suit that has breasts at home. But even then, I wouldn't be able to make it to the game in time. But I go home. I come home, and I'm like, fine. So I put in this fat suit, and I have breasts, but I don't have a shirt. Meanwhile, he calls me. Hey, I'm at Kohl's. Are you a double X or are you single X? Double X, but I don't know how that translates into women's sizes. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to pick the biggest yellow tank top that I can find. Okay, fine. He comes and picks me up. I have these boobs, but there's no emphasis. So I look in his glove compartment, and he has a Sharpie marker. So I start drawing on these big black lines all over my chest to emphasize. And he's giving me these pointers as far as how Amy acts when she's sitting behind Front Row. Robbie, when you clap after every good event that the Brewers do, you have to clap 3 times. And it's always at a 45-degree angle. That's it. That's what I had to know. So I got her basics down. But she's always watching the game. And she has the score pad, thing that she's always marking on after each one. And she's always intentively. She's not pandering to the people around her. Even though people buy those seats so that they can sit next to her, she doesn't pay them any attention. No. She fills out each scorecard. I don't know how to score at Brewers games. So the entire time, I'm marking smiley faces and rainbows, clovers. I don't know what I'm doing. It was the most stressful day, but at the very end, I got a picture from Fox Sports, and you don't feel like you're on camera when you're at the Brewers games, and so you don't realize how many people are watching you when it's happening. But I didn't have any time to call my family, to call my friends, to tell them that I was doing this. My father came home early from work that day. He still lives up in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and he turns on the TV to watch the Brewers. The second I walk down into my seat, he yells at my sister, Sarah! Yes! I hadn't even turned around to show my face to the camera. I think your brother's on TV! What did he know? I'll tell you how he knew. My red beard. I'm one of those guys that has brown hair and a red beard. My father knew it was me, even when I'm dressed as a woman.
Unbelievable. And for people that don't know, I mean, Front Row Amy is... you must have been the only person in Milwaukee that didn't know who she was. She's the number one Brewer fan. She's at all the games. She's in the national news. She's on TV. She's got a fan club. How could you not know who she was?
I don't have cable. I'm an artist. I can't afford that crap. I don't watch the games. When I go to Brewers games, I'm literally in the nosebleeds. So I don't know who this woman is, but she took it really well. She was very happy.
What was her reaction to it?
She loved it.
She did?
I'm not really surprised. When you put yourself in the position of fame, the more attention that you get, the better. I meant no disrespect towards her when I did it, and she recognized that, and she thought it was hilarious. So it's good. And we're in contact every now and then over Twitter together.
Let's see how she really felt, because I think Amy's joining us right now, Andy.
Amy!
There she is.
Hi! How are you? Surprise!
Oh, this is so wonderful.
I told you there was going to be a surprise, Robbie.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
I have to tell you, they want me to hate on you, but I am not going to.
How can anybody hate Robbie?
Said, what you just said was awesome. The fact that, I mean, you said when you're there, you don't even realize you're on TV. You don't think about that. You're just at the game, and you're totally lost in the game, and you're in the front row, and you're basically on the field. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. You're just, you're in this trance when you're down there.
Aren't
and these
you?
Guys,
yes,
like
I
these
know.
Professional,
I
these
know.
Outstanding men are in front of you. The gladiators of our time. It's really incredible.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand that. I mean, I appreciate like all the likes I have on Facebook and all that stuff, but you know, I am not there for the TV. I am not even thinking about the TV when I am at the game. I am just totally focused on the game. Like, I mean, it is my church, and I am there and keeping score, and you just nailed it. And that is awesome.
Yeah.
And I really
the
did.
The episode was fun. It doesn't compare.
No, it doesn't. And I totally... It's true what you said. I held no ill will. Actually, I have to tell you the story. When you were there the first time, I was actually getting ready to go to a concert in Milwaukee. So I was in the bathroom. We have a TV in the bathroom. So I had the TV on, but I wasn't watching it. I was just listening to it as I got ready. And all of a sudden, I turned around. Something good happened. And I turned around, and I see the back of you. And your wig and the yellow tank top, I'm like, is that guy, like, imitating me? And my phone had been blowing up, and looked at all the tweets, and sure enough, and I totally never felt, you know, any ill will. I totally, I thought it was very funny, and never felt like people were, you know, saying, oh, he's, you know, he's trying to diss you or whatever, and I was like, no, he's not. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, did you worry? Did you worry, Ron?
I know you personally.
Yeah.
Like, do you know her? Yeah, she's my aunt. No, I don't know her.
Your aunt?
That's your younger sister, Ron.
Yeah.
did you worry about Robbie, what she was thinking when you were doing it? Did that enter your mind at all, what her reaction was going to be, and maybe what other fans were, maybe they're going to start throwing things at you? I mean, I know Milwaukee fans aren't mean-spirited fans, but did you kind of worry about other things that could happen to you while you were doing it?
1% of me was worried about that. The other 99% of me was worried about Amy's super fans. Because, yes, Amy is a super fan of the Brewers, but she has fans that throw rocks. That's not true. But they would if they had them.
Throw rocks at who?
Me.
No, there are only a few people who said anything like he was, you know, he was being mean or whatever. And I said, no, he wasn't. You know, it was all in fun and, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. And you brought up an interesting point there, Robbie, that when you're sitting that low, and I've, you know, I sit in media seats a lot of times and I get to sit low and be privy to huddles and all sorts of stuff. Sidelines, you really are in. It's a different world than being, you know, way up in the stands, because you're almost part of the game. And
exactly.
It's interesting that you say that. In Amy's right, I've interviewed Amy before, and she really is serious about baseball. This is not a, you know, a put up publicity stunt or anything. And she knows the sport. She knows the traits of the players, and you really become, you know, more in tune with the game when you're sitting that close, aren't you, Amy?
Yes. Very much so. I mean, you're basically right down there on the field. And the first time I sat there was actually in 2008. And I had that ticket was available. It was on Brewers.com. So I would go on there and try and find games that was available. And so there were a couple of games I sat there, one of which was the Pirates game where Ryan Braun hit the walk-off grand slam at the end of the year in 2008 in September. And I mean, I was just so, as much as I love the Brewers and love to keep score, and then there's no one in front of you, and you're right down there on the field. You're it's like you're part of the team. And I love that. And so, you know, that's why I bought that seat, to be to be there and to feel that all the time. I mean, it's awesome. I can't explain. People have to sit down there to realize how awesome it is. It's just amazing.
And did the players give you any jabs, Robbie? Did they say, you know, where's Amy? Or did they say anything? Did they get a laugh out of it too that particular day?
Yeah,
God. Ryan Braun did one of the double takes. He looked at me, and then he blew me a kiss like a tough guy.
Oh,
and then that was fine. They were still warming up to me. The second game I went to, I got a picture with Amy. I wasn't sitting in the front row. Remember that day?
Yes, I do.
And then the third game, I sat in the front row. Carlos Gomez walks up, and this, I'm glad I'm on video so that you can see this. Walks up, he's getting ready to go to front plate. He looks at me and he goes, I died!
Isn't that awesome?
You're almost as famous as Amy now at the games.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, yeah. I don't know. The famous part is something else. I'm just there. I just want to go and go to the games and enjoy it and keep score. I mean, really, people don't believe me. The haters don't believe me, but really, that's all I want to do. And the fame, I never expected it. I never thought there would be someone in the front row imitating me ever in a million years. But hey, I mean, it's fun and it's awesome to be down there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they always say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Right?
Let's turn the talk serious here for a second, or somewhat serious. Amy touched on a little bit how during the Brewers' run of 2011, how she really she really got almost as much publicity as the team, and then the almost run of 2012. And I'm wondering, Amy, do you think that with since when Robbie pulled that stunt, that kind of jinxed the team there a little bit?
Oh no, 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 no. No, no, because they won a whole bunch of games in September, and it was like before that. No, I don't feel that way at all.
My record.
No. What changed the team is the bullpen.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Right.
What was your record when you went to games, Robbie?
3-0.
There you go. So, there you go.
That's pretty good. We need to get you to more games. And let me just take a quick break here for Amazon.com, and we'll get back to our guests here in a second. Just want to let everyone know, if you're doing any shopping on Amazon in the next few months with the holidays coming up, you can use the affiliate link here, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for all your needs. And they sell Brewer memorabilia on there and a lot of neat stuff. And just go to Amazon and use the affiliate link here at the studio. It supports the studio and the great shows we have here on netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And since this is the tech of sports, we're going to talk about technology here for a second. And Amy, first, what do you do when the team's on the road? What do you have any apps or any special technology you use if you're out and about following the team?
No, actually, I don't own a smartphone. I won't. I did for a short time, but I don't want a smartphone. I don't want to stay connected all the time. So I listen on the radio. I listen to Bob when I'm in my car and on the road, and then I watch on TV. I watch every game or listen.
And do you watch or listen to the games, Robbie? Are you more of a Brewer fan, a sports fan now?
When I do watch the games, it's at this little pub down the street called Halliday's. But I love the Packers a lot. But I don't have a smartphone either. I have this ghetto phone that barely holds a charge, let alone gives me smart information. And every now and then, when I want to connect to the internet, I use my iPod. I have to go to Starbucks to get wireless signals just to keep...
Me too!
I saw your post about going into Taco Bell to get a signal.
Yeah. That's basically...
So this is the tech of sports, and I have two of the most unconnected people on here. Is that what's going on?
My choice.
I can't even get
my
connected
choice.
To Skype.
Yeah, getting Robbie up on Skype took an act of Congress almost.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay, here I have to ask both of you guys, how often, we'll ask Robbie first, how often do people recognize you at all, Robbie, that from the stunt or from your comedy, do you ever get recognized out in public?
Well, I don't know how weird you think I am, but I don't wear the yellow tank top.
No, I know
and
that.
And shorts and breasts out in public very often. The only time I did get recognized was at Target, right at Miller Parkway, because that's where I change into the outfit. Yes, right in the parking lot. I know. I am a little weird, but that's because so the second I was putting on the outfit, I took off my shirt, and this guy came up to me and was like, "Whoa, you're Andy!" That was the only time I got recognized.
I'm going to phrase the question a little different to Amy. I'm not going to ask her if she gets recognized. I'm going to ask her how often.
Actually, more than I would think I would. I was at Piggly Wiggly today, and the boy bagging my groceries said, "So are you sad about first season ending?" I'm like, yeah. So, and at games, I mean, especially at games, it's crazy. After the game, I have a line of people waiting to take pictures with me, which just floors me. And after the last game, I didn't want to take any pictures because I was kind of upset just about the season ending. So, but it's been amazing, and I never anticipated it. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Amy, do you almost feel like you're almost the unofficial spokesperson for the team, for the, you know, for the general fans that kind of run into you? Robbie thinks you are.
No, oh, yeah. I mean, not really. I don't know. I feel like I'm crazy. I feel like I have so much love for this team, and I love going to games so much. It really is, like I said before, like church. I mean, it's just so important to me, and it means so much to me, and I have a lot of love for the guys, and the T-Reds, too. I have to mention them. This year, they won the championship, and, you know, I just feel like I'm a little bit crazy, but some people seem to appreciate that. You know, other fans that are big Brewer fans really do. I mean, it's not just about the boots. You know, it's about the fandom, because that's what I'm all about, really, is the being a fan and loving the guys and being there to support them. So I don't know if I feel like an official spokesperson, because the Brewers organization never really recognizes me. I mean, all the ushers, the employees, everybody, we know each other, and they are, "Hi, Amy," and even the parking attendants at the last game, "Hey, Amy," you know. But the organization itself, I think, kind of seems like they want to kind of distance themselves from me for whatever reason. But, I mean, I don't care. It's all about, you know, the players. I know a couple of them. And, you know, just the fact that they appreciate me and they know I'm there, that's what's the most important thing.
I am so happy and relieved to hear that you think you're crazy. Because
I do. I am. I mean, people, you know, these haters on Facebook and everything, and I'm actually taking a break from Facebook right now because I just need to get away from that. But, you know, they're all like, you know, you're just an attention seeker or whatever. I'm like, really? No, I'm not. I really am that crazy. When I'm so enthusiastic about a curveball at a game or you know, whatever happens, that's genuine. I mean, I really am that into the game, and so I am crazy.
People don't understand. That ball is coming 99 miles per hour at your face. Of course you're going to react when the player swings and gets a strike.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
It's the curveball. I love the curveball. Yeah, curveballs are nice.
Well, since you assumed the role of Amy there for a couple games there, Robbie, is there any chance that Amy may give Comedy Sports a try here in the near future?
No.
Does she have an open invitation to come down and give it a try, Robbie?
Always an open invitation, and the ticket is on us.
Yes, I want to come and see you. I will.
As long as she sits in the front row.
I will.
And this beer.
For sure.
And can she? Do you have a little scorecard for her?
Right.
Of course. Funny, not funny. Funny.
It's been great having you guys on. I got one question here. I always ask all my guests to wrap up, and been here with Robbie McGee and Amy Williams, front row Amy. This is the tech of sports. We know you guys don't have smartphones, But what's the one piece of, we'll start with Robbie first. What's the one piece of modern technology you can't live without, Robbie?
My cell phone.
Just your cell phone,
I know it's a piece of crap, but knowing that somebody is at your fingertips, it's a comforting feeling.
Well, true, and with your status, I can't believe you can't get a cell phone endorsement deal from somebody. You got to get your agent on this. Yeah, who's your agent? He's not pulling his weight.
Yeah, he buys my tickets, and that's really, I'm very grateful for him.
And Amy, I don't know if you have an agent or not, but what's the one piece of modern technology you can't live without?
I would say my computer, definitely. My computer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as far as getting emails and social media, even though you said you're taking a break from Facebook.
Work. Yeah, I mean, my computer has crashed a couple times this year. I had to get a new one, and that is hell. Let me tell you. So my computer is the most important technology that I own.
Appreciate having you both, you guys, on. And Robbie, were you genuinely surprised that you had no idea this was going to happen, did you?
I had no clue. We only had, like, minor conversation after she had to take pictures with 20 other people that one game that I was at when I wasn't sitting in the front row.
20 other people? I would have thought it would have been about 200 people.
No,
that was just from the bottom of the stairs to the top.
Oh,
not including the people towards the parking lot. People chase me down. I'm sure you get it all the time, Amy.
Well, yeah, when I go in, but I'm on a mission when I go in, you know, so a couple people come up to me, but it's obvious that I'm ready to go in the ballpark.
great talk. Great having you guys on. Really appreciate it. And Robbie, if people want to get in contact you or follow you, what's the best way to follow what you have going on, and how do they get a hold of you on social media?
Best way over social media is over Facebook. Front Row Andy is the name. Just add me as a friend. You can also find me as Front Row Andy over Twitter as well.
Excellent. And you're good about replying to people and answering questions, and it's you do a good job on there. And Amy, I don't know if you want to promote how people can follow you or not, but here's your chance if you want.
On Facebook, it's just Front Row Amy is my fan page. And then on Twitter, it's BrewerGirl823. Oh, and I have a blog, too.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's okay. I don't do it as much as I should. But it's frontrowamy.net.
Excellent. And I recommend everyone to follow both you guys, and especially during the baseball season and with Robbie, all his comedy. Follow him. He'll let you know what's going on. And like I said, great having you guys on. It's been my favorite show ever. And you guys made it, and we'll have you back on maybe before the start of the season, and we'll game.
Let's go to a game together next season.
Okay, well, you got to get a ticket in the front row then, because I'm not sitting up in loge.
Yeah, she's spoiled now, Robbie.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I am too.
It's like flying first class on the airplane. It's hard to go back to coach, isn't it?
It's even better than that.
It absolutely is. And we'll have you on before the next season. We'll game plan out the 2013 season, where hopefully we finish ahead of the Cardinals and Reds.
World Series, baby. World Series.
Good deal. Looking forward to it. And appreciate it. And Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available. And also mention our sister network, RadioCSS.com. You've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast on Netcast Studio Production.